This is Zinger OTR Mobile.
Now, N0TR, KP4CPA, surprise, surprise.
Some rare DX. Well, we're just leaving to head down to... Where you want to go get that? Okay, Walmart. I got to get my itinerary set straight here to Taylor's. That weather looking kind of iffy up this way, Dave. And by the way, read a little bit of the sunspot cycle 25 thing, and it's starting to look up a little.
Good to hear. Man, I tell you, I was looking at amplifiers on HRO and some other places, and DX Engineering, and well, I tell you, I really like the one you've got. I don't know that I need that much power, but I like the Meritron. But and what kind of tuner do you have?
It's an MFJ998, and Bill in 4IQ has two of them. He just loves them. I have had very, very, extremely little trouble with them, and usually it's my own fault. I have there's an inhibit line that I can't use with this little ARI-500, and if I happen not to flip that switch up there to go to transmit, I can transmit full power through the thing, and it's not made, I don't know how to explain it, but anyway, you're not supposed to do that, whereas Bill's got the 1306 with 6 meters, and it's just all plug and play, it's all set up for the automatic band switching. I had to add that little box on mine was not made for 6 meters.
I don't have a 6 meter HF. The Wyndham should cover 6 meter HF, but anyway, I haven't heard anything on there. But I'm more interested in the lower bands anyway.
Yeah, you and me both, Dave. Now, the 600-watt Meritron, it does have automatic band switching, and I think it's 160 through 6, I think. You just have to look at it. But that's a good alternative also. The MFJ998 tuner, well, you just have to come out and run it some when you get time, and we'll run some sideband. Remind me to put that in lower sideband when we're on the 40 and 80 and such. I'm kind of green at that because I don't often touch the microphone.
You're always on using the CW, and you don't have to worry about it. But yeah, that's one thing I had to remember on my old Astron, cubic Astron I had. You had to switch to lower sideband on 40 and 80. It didn't do it automatically.
Typical. I had a Drake L4B, and it was that way. And it was a wonderful amplifier, but after I got done rebuilding it, but generally speaking, they last forever with those 3500Zs in them, but if you treat them right. But I don't recommend buying tube anything anymore. No, it depends on people's wallets, very much so when it comes to amplifiers. And I think Rusty had a 30 LB or something, I forget what it was. It's also noted as being a fine amplifier. But those 3500Zs are like tanks. They're really good, extra strong tubes. And they'll last you a lifetime if you treat them right. But I'd much, much rather have the solid state. It's so much easier, and you push a button and it's tuned. And you're welcome to come out anytime and sit down and take over the basement and run sideband anytime you want, Dave.
Appreciate that. I'm just still kind of debating whether I want to spend that much money and, you know, for what I'm going to get out of it. I don't know if it's going to help me that much or not, but anyway. But I was just curious, you know, what the prices were.
They don't change, there's no question about that. But as young as you are, one of those will last you the rest of your life. And so I feel like it's, you know, I didn't have an amplifier for 19 years, and, you know, I worked almost every country in the world, and but your answer to your questions, yes, it is worth every penny of it to have one. And, yeah, I think your Carolina Wyndham will tune 6 meters. Mine will. I never did pay attention to it. They call that the magic band, Dave. And that's because they depend on all kinds of atmospherics happening. And in the summertime, it's great. But there's a lot of downtime on that band, too. Now, I'm sure it's much better with that FT8 stuff, but I don't think you're interested in that. But I've heard some guy telling Steve the other day, oh, Hong Kong was on there, yeah, on FT8. Well, that's working it with the computer, and it counts. But, you know, I've worked Hong Kong with my old TS-140 and 100 watts back in Kansas, which is another skip, you know. So I'm not interested in their making their DX contacts on that FT8 at all. It's just not something I like to do. So when the sunspots come back, you'll have a lot better luck with your 100 watts. But if times are iffy in that, that amplifier will really help you a lot. It's good on the nets and that. I used to have my friend was a blind friend up in Kansas, and I didn't think he needed it, but it did all the world for him because he was a controller of the nets, you know, and he needed to have a reliable source in North America on the communications. And it really, really helps a bunch.
And I tell you, they got this intersection all discombobulated here. Where I need to exit, I can't even get there from here. Shoot, I tell you. Huh. I thought I was doing something smart. I turned turned right. And I was going to wait for the green light and then go straight across the intersection because they wouldn't let me take the exit. Now I see why they wouldn't let me take the exit, because it ain't open.
Good reason. This is N0TR. Waiting on the light here at Wade Hampton and Old Rutherford Road, I guess it is. Josie's. And that's just a reminder on my phone to take my Nexium. But I don't know, Dave. A lot of people, you know, they'll buy a swimming pool and it's just a big hole to dump money in, and if that's what they enjoy and it's good for their health and that, fine. A lot of people will buy $50,000 bass boats and fishing gear and spend hundreds of dollars on the gear and thousands of dollars on a truck to pull it and this and that. So if you look at it in that perspective, the amount of money that you'll spend on an amp isn't exorbitant.
K-I-4-Y-I-O. It's an old radio I just found. You tell me if it's working.
Yes, sir, it is. And didn't mean to be rude, but we've had people come on here without call signs, and it's not allowed. So your signal's a little weak, and you got a little scratch, and but for an old radio, it's working, sir. My call is N0TR. My name's Tom, and I'm in Greer.
Can you tell me where the repeater's located at?
It's 3,500 feet up on Caesar's Head Mountain. Last.
Something about a place called Caesar Mountain. I don't know where that is.
It's 3,500 feet up on Caesar's Head, up on the North Carolina-South Carolina line. Caesar's Head Mountain, over.
Asheville, I'm using a 91.5 hertz tone, is that right?
That is correct, that is correct. Today, Mr. N0TR.
Thing on the news, this is W4NDK.
This is N0TR, that's Tango Radio. My name's Tom.
Hey, Tom, we talked before. I remember you from the Midwest, and I'm watching MSNBC. Some guy from Grover, North Carolina. I guess that's about almost halfway between here and you, for Charlotte. You just went up to D.C. and threatened to blow up the Library of Congress, and then he gave up. So he's been pulled into jail, and he was not a fan of Biden.
Well, neither am I, but I wouldn't propose to blow him up. Just kidding here. Shoot. Well, did he really have weapons, or was he just crazy?
As recently, so he did have mental health issues. He did have a criminal background. He did a bunch of videos on Facebook about it, about going up there, and he said he had, like, a tank or a tub of gunpowder and stuff in the truck, but they're not sure yet. I guess they're going to put out more information. He crawled away from the truck. He said that if they shot him, he'd pull the trigger, and he said he had a detonating device in his hand, but he may not have had anything in the truck at all. Who knows what he was doing. He said he was 105 going to D.C., but it looks like he acted alone.
There's no reason for craziness like that. He doesn't sound like the brightest star in the constellation. And to be honest with you, I think it's rather difficult to make a bomb out of rifle powder or something like that. Now, black powder is another story, but improved military rifle powder is a progressive propellant. And now, if he had C4 or one of them more exotic things they got nowadays, I don't think I'd want to bend around there.
He was probably bluffing, but he was crazy. I mean, you could see it in his face. He was upset on his way up there, but he's had problems with health care and getting bills paid and stuff like that. He was throwing money out of his truck. I don't know what Anyway, you'll see it on the news tonight. I just thought I'd let you know because he was from Grover, North Carolina, which isn't very far from me or you. Over.
Yeah, there's some of them guys that was actually from North Carolina that was in the invasion of the White House or insurrection, as they call it. Was nice talking to you. We pulled into Wally World, which is the most dangerous parking lot in the world, and I'm going to try to get some push water here for the car, and so I'll catch you down the line. This is N0TR. Thanks for the info. 73.
See you, N0TR. See you, Tom. W4NDK. I'll be clear.
4CPA mobile.
Star for a short one. Did you get your park name? Good. Well, a gentleman came out here a minute ago and said some guy tried to blow up the Library of Congress because he didn't like Biden. I told him I agreed with that part, but not blowing up the Library of Congress. Yeah, he had problems. I think he was mentally ill.
I went through a dead spot, and it's right there at Cracker Barrel on 153. It's really crazy, but I didn't get part of that. Can you repeat your last?
Okay, Dave. Yeah, Peter's up and down today, and I'm in front of Wally World here in Taylor, so I got to get out. There was a gentleman on here a little bit ago said some fella tried to blow up the Library of Congress in D.C. They caught him, and he didn't. And he told me that he was not a fan of Biden. I said, well, I'm not either, but I don't really believe in blowing up the Library of Congress. Yeah, but in his defense, he had some mental issues, and I don't make fun of that. But at any rate, with the world being what it is right now, I understand people being crazy. Dave, you drive safe. I'll catch you when we get out of here in a little bit. 73 is in 0TR.
Hey, well, hold on to your wallet. I tell you, I can't get out of Walmart for less than about $100, sometimes more than that. But anyway, 73 is in KB4CPA mobile.
Yeah, I had a prescription there yesterday, and with that and the groceries, yeah, I left them 100 yesterday, so not today. We're just getting some Epsom salt. See you later. N0TR.